Remember when I said one day, what if I wake up and all of a sudden I'm not funny anymore?
I forgot.
Since you were a vegetarian, have you ever feel like once you came to the restaurant and then they said that they serve veggie? When you go there and then you ask for one vegetarian option and it comes with something else and then you're getting mad?
I never get mad because I'm not confident enough to get mad like this, but in Paris the problem is that very often I would go to the same bistro with my with the people I was working with. And you know, bistros in Paris, they're quite like traditional food, so it's like a typical piece of meat and then fries or vegetables on the side. Okay. Or a salad basically. But it's like one of those typical places where, you know, they feel like, okay, there's this trend of vegetarianism, so we have to have some food to cater for those people. So they had what every place like this calls it, the vegetarian platter.
Okay.
It doesn't tell you anything about what you're going to eat whatsoever. Yeah. Apart that one food group is not included in that. Okay. And usually it's like just consists of the sides of all the other meat dishes, which was fine by me. And once it came and it had some fish in it, which is, I mean, you know that I'm flexible with my vegetarianism. Like sometimes I'm strictly vegetarianism, but recently I've been
like pescatarian
because I ate some fish. But like, it's still kind of a misconception that is annoying me that fish is not meat because it doesn't grow on trees, you know?
Did you ask?
So obviously I was going to eat it because I'm not like super strict vegetarian. But I wanted to like point it out just so they stop making this mistake.
Okay.
So I just told the waiter, you know that fish is not a vegetable, like fish is meat, it's an animal.
And then what's
so it's not a vegetarian platter. The guy was like, he took like this super outraged face and he took the platter, the plate away, and I was like, no, it's okay, I'll eat it. It was just simply to let you know so that then when you have people who are actually vegetarian, don't get mad because they see some fish in their plate. But he was so pissed and he had such a aggressive face. But that's really the only moment where I was like, I said something and was not even getting mad. It was just me wanting to be a smartass, basically.
But in Berlin?
In Berlin it doesn't happen because the vegetarian culture here is so good that there's always a lot of...
So that's weird. Maybe the girl that I talked to before is just unlucky or something.
Really?
I don't know. Yeah, because she said like, yeah, I went to the Vietnamese restaurant and then there's a bowl of vegetarian noodle or something, like pho or something. And of course she ordered that. And it came with meat, obviously meat on the top.
Really?
And then of course...
Thank you. Yeah, then I guess it depends on the place where you go because.
Yeah, but I don't know. It's.
I feel
so
like here
weird.
In Neukölln and Kreuzberg, which is so hip, it's like there's always going to be some hipster vegetarian stuff going on. But then if you go to, for example, Aiden works in Lichtenberg and it's close to like the, like one of the biggest Vietnamese community, I guess. And they have like the Dong Xuan Center with like full of Vietnamese restaurants and this like really, really typical coming out of the kitchen of the classic Vietnamese family, basically. So that's more of a problem. Like if you get some pho, like once I got the tofu pho and the girl was like, but
the tofu made of meat.
it was with tofu, but she was like, but are you
the
really...
stock.
Yeah, she was like, are you really, really strictly vegetarian or not? Because if I don't do the stock like we usually do it, it's just going to be hot water and tofu. So...
yeah. Yeah, because yeah, when we were in Japan, like, you eat everything.
Yeah, yeah.
But yeah, I think the girl is really strict about the vegetarian thing
yeah.
in her life, because she complained, oh, that's why you're vegetarian, sorry. The waiters took the meat and then give the same bowl, and yeah. the girl is so pissed off.
But it's because, as you know, I'm pretty flexible. It depends on what I can and cannot do. Like, for example, in Japan, it doesn't make sense for me to go into a place where... Yeah.
What's the impact? Like, if you eat meat?
It doesn't really impact. I mean, it depends for which reason people are vegetarian. Like, for me, it's just a sort of my own activism stuff. Like, as in boycotting something, for example, because you don't want to participate in a certain industry or in a certain system. So it's not going to, like... be terrible if I have meat once, and it's also something that depends on the cultural background of people. So when I was in Japan, I didn't want to be like, no, I can't eat most of your stuff because I'm vegetarian. I was like, I'm going to just do whatever the culture is like here.
Yeah, but I think vegetarian or vegan, it's the same, like, you're smoking. So when you stop eating meat for a certain time, like a long time, for 3 years, once you get meat, and then your body needs to adapt.
Ah, you think it's like addictive?
I don't know. That's why I ask, like, is it okay if you drink, stop, or...
Yeah, no,
like,
for me it's totally... But my vegetarianism was very, very, like, slow and step by step. Like, I started, I don't know, just not consuming meat in supermarkets, but I was still consuming it in restaurants and stuff.
Okay.
Also, when I was a kid, I was a really, really big meat eater. I would eat, like, my favorite kind of food would be carpaccio and beef tartare, like, raw meats in big quantities. So it was really, really progressive. And if I have now it's been quite a while since actually I'm not eating so much meat, so if I have a little bit of it, it's going to be fine. But if I have, say, a huge burger or a huge steak, maybe I'm going to feel a bit sick because I'm not used to it anymore.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So, yeah. I think I realized this once where I was not eating meat for a long time. I was in London at the time, which is also, as every big city, quite big for vegetarians. Quite good for vegetarians, I mean. And one day I was like, okay, fuck it, I'm having a craving, so I'm just gonna have one burger. And I felt so sick afterwards that I was like, actually, now I feel like it doesn't make sense anymore for me to eat meat, because it's not even good for me anymore.
Yeah, yeah.
So,
you don't
yeah.
enjoy it.
Yeah, totally. Sweet potato, tofu, this maki stuff, I don't know what it is, but it's really nice. And that's the bun bao thing.
Mm-hmm.
It's coconut. And that's pills.
What is this? This is the pills. And
this
one?
Is the pills. And this is... looks like deep fried noodles.
I know, the nori thing.
Yeah, with nori flakes.
Okay.
And this is nice as well. Just rice noodles. Celery.
Celery?
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Feels so nice.
For that spoon. Oh, this one is good. And for what this one? Oh, for this, and for that, and for this. Okay. And the soy sauce? For everything you like to dip?
Yeah, whatever you want. For the rice, maybe?
Yeah.
Would be nice. I think that's my favorite restaurant in Kreuzberg. I mean, Leuven,
yeah.
actually.
A kind of mission mix between Kreuzberg, Neukölln, I don't know anymore.
It's what people call Kreuzkölln. It's like the...
So it's the middle of...
You know, it's like all the area around the canal, the Lendva canal.
Mm.
It's like the hippest part of Kreuzberg, which is the south of Kreuzberg, and the hippest part of Neukölln, which is the north. I mean, debatable, because there's also some really cool areas.
Yeah.
Or, like, anywhere else. But.
I miss Berlin.
You miss Berlin?
When you're away, if you ever feel like you miss Berlin, do you want to go back? Yeah, right? Like... even when we were in Japan.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah, right? Like,
because it still feels like home somehow.
Yeah. You feel it more like home?
Yeah. I think, like, now we have some habits and stuff, you know, a routine, so...
I don't know, my sisters and my brother always said, I was wondering why you love Berlin so much. For us, it's like a chaos city and, like, everything. Because they really like to live in a really quiet area.
Yeah.
It's boring.
But I also do miss places where I've been and only stayed, like, a few months. Like, for example, Tokyo. I wouldn't say that it felt like home, but a little bit, you know?
Mm-hmm.
2 months and a half, I feel like it's the right amount of time to start having your own life. You're not touristing anymore, you're just, like, going to work every morning and stuff. Going to your favorite running place.
Yeah, I was wondering if we stay in Tokyo and then live there.
Live there?
Yeah, I mean, we can live there.
I think I would enjoy, but I would live in a quieter place.
Mm.
Like, not at the heart of Shibuya and Harajuku. Like, close to the spaces, but a bit, like, in a quiet place with only houses.
Yeah, you've been to Kamakura as well, right? And Kyoto. Now you see the different part of Japan, then not only Tokyo that always been crowded and full of people, tourists and stuff.
But the problem is with Shibuya is like, okay, there's a lot of tourists, but there's also a lot of locals. So I feel like it's really the meeting point of
everything.
Mass population and mass tourism, basically.
Yeah.
So yeah, it's like the whole world is there. It's crazy.
You didn't eat properly last night because, I don't know, anxiety and stuff, and then you have a long way. Just eat bread.
So you couldn't have eaten anyway.
I feel like a bit sick after watching Friends a couple of episodes, 10 or I don't know, 15 episodes.
Of Friends?
Mm-hmm. I want to watch something that easy and chill a bit. I don't want to sing, I don't want to
It's crazy because I never, until recently, because I heard that Friends was going to be taken off Netflix. So I was like, yeah.
Just download everything.
Yeah, download everything. But so I was thinking, okay, I've never really actually seen this series apart from like episodes here and there with Friends or when it was coming on the TV. Which I never really followed the whole story. So like, I need to do this now for my own culture. And it was nice somehow, but damn, I hated Ross.
What?
It's awful. And yeah, it's so toxic.
I mean, between their friendship, every character has their own, you know, pros and cons, like what they have. And
I think they really play it at the end, like, to show you that Ross has a huge problem of narcissism. And yeah, in some ways it was a nice series, but oh, they're also cool, look. And they have no boundaries between each other.
Do you miss school?
School? In a way, I feel like now I'm ready to be off school. I don't miss school yet. Maybe when I'll start working a few months in, I'll be like, oh, student life was good. It was also good to see like 12 friends that you're really close with and that you work with regularly during the week. It's a bit less lonely.
Yeah.
Do you miss it?
Maybe just because I'm not doing anything lately. I feel school is more. You can meet friends and then... Plus, I'm staying in Düsseldorf. I don't have friends there. Yeah. I miss it somehow. You don't have any vacancies. Means the HR is not busy. So, I mean, why don't you just reply the email that comes in, you know?
Probably they receive so many.
I know.
Yeah.
Like, now I realize it's not a lie when they said, yeah, we received a lot of applications before.
Yeah.
I told myself, like, it's bullshit. And then I look up for the salary for HR. It's so high. That's why. Oh, okay. Maybe that's right. What they're doing. Can you imagine the one that interview for 2 hours, for example, and then after that he should clean his mind to meet other person and then talk the same, and then the next day.
But that was something special with the gym.
What do you mean?
That was something really special because most agencies that we've been to, they were really chill. They were just like, oh, just asking some questions. But I mean, I don't know if it was the same for you, but for me, it was always like super chill. Like they offer me a coffee and we talk about life, and then I go away, you know.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know how it goes with the 2 hours. I mean, is the one first hour is talking about shit, or since the beginning it was intense? I don't know.
I think it's really, really in depth, apparently. Like really a lot of questions and stuff. So
why do you question so much?
Get away from my life.
It's a big company, so get away from me.
Get away from my life. Why do you question so much?
You see, it's too good. If they were selling it, I would buy it in bulk.
Can I smell?
It really reminds me of Japan. Just this very like bland taste, but not bland, but you know what I mean.
Yeah, I know. Like, you pour all the soy sauce in the rice.
Oh my god, the funniest thing.
I mean, it's ruined the taste even, you know?
Like, yeah, but we love the taste of this. Actually, my nephew is exactly the same. At some point, he was always like,
just drink the soy sauce. Yeah. Don't put it in the rice.
But he was always asking to have some soy sauce on everything he was eating. And, like, for example, he'd be like, oh, I love avocado, I love this, I love that. But then you'd realize that he doesn't really love this thing. He just loves this thing because he eats it with soy sauce.
Oh, really? I don't know if it's cute or awful.
So it's always kind of a battle. I mean, not so much recently when I was with him in Canada. But when I visited them before, it was always a struggle because he would be like, I can't taste the soy sauce, I want more. But this stuff would be soaked already. And my sister would be like trying to find a middle ground between him being happy with his dish but also not giving him too much of it because it's super, super salty and it's actually a bit bad for you.
Yeah, I don't know if it's healthy or not. Everything is not good if you take it too much, right?
Exactly. Like, but specifically, I mean, there are some stuff where you, like celery, for example, I'm not sure if it's really bad if you have a lot of it. But soy sauce is
lemon.
Pretty. Yeah.
Because you like it.
I mean, yeah, you probably because you have it in your body. if you take too much of it. But I think yes, soy sauce is not necessary, it's so good. So she was always like, no, it's too much otherwise. And he'd be like, but I can't taste any of it.
There's a still what's the name again? Who's just a guy?
It's a guy called Chester.
And then someone like, I was like mad, and the guy who is using your name
on Facebook, like,
and then it's a random guy that you're using.
Just a guy. No, just not that day.
Oh no.
It's okay.
So we cannot eat the skin.
I ate it.
Oh, it's okay?
But crunchy.
Calculate how long people get lunch. Because in Indonesia and also in Spain, for the employee in the office, like, you don't have lunch time.
Okay.
Because here, every time I ask friends to hang out in the afternoon, and then they said like, no, I just have like for 1 to 2.
So they don't eat or what?
No, they eat, but whenever they feel hungry.
Okay, yeah, some people do that.
Even the company itself, it's okay with it, you know? Because here, they have the rule. But when I was in Spain, they don't have the rule. You can eat at 4 or you can eat at, well, even until 4. I love Spain. Like, somehow it's not good, but somehow it's fine.
Yeah. Sometimes, like, when I was working at Vice, for example, I was always eating at my desk quite late, so that then I could leave 1 hour early in the evening. Only when I was in the separate team, though. This doesn't work in Virtue.
In your office, they told you about the working hour?
Not really, no. But I know that they have free breakfast and that it goes away after 9, so...
Maybe you come before 9.
Maybe it's an incentive for people to come before 9.
Somehow?
That's really early.
For working or for breakfast?
No, for working.
Yeah, of course.
Agency. For me, it's fine because I work better in the early morning and I wake up super early. But every agency I've been to, they were like showing up at 10 or whatever, 10:30 even.
I think think it depends. This company here, they say we have the rules. We started at 9 and go home at 6. Mm-hmm. And we still stick to that. We don't know that can we do like other agency if you have 8 hours working time and you can divide it by yourself.
Mm.
Because we don't believe that we say like that. And then I said also, I kind of agree with the term you have a time rules in, yeah, in the office. And I mean, the office told you to come at here and here. It's not 8 hours and then you schedule by yourself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't believe that. I don't believe that any of the employee would do like, okay, 8 hours and then 9 to 5.
Yeah. I mean, I feel like it depends what kind of work you're doing.
But we work for agency.
Yeah, but I feel also, like for example, when I was in the Snapchat team, it made sense because whenever I'm sitting on this desk, I'm just producing stuff all the time. Like a continuous machine kind of thing. So if I don't have a time to stop, then I'm going to just continue because it's never like, there's always more stuff to do. It's never finished. So
because it's daily content, right?
Yeah, it's daily content.
Yeah.
So especially when I was freelance and I made them pay by the time, that by the hour or by the day. So after when I've done my 8 hours of producing, I just go home. That makes sense. But yeah, if you're in an agency, yeah, it makes more sense to be there when there is need to have the whole team together. I feel like agencies can be a bit more unpredictable as well because sometimes you have nothing to do and sometimes all of a sudden client gets back to you or whatever.
I don't know, sometimes the boss doesn't really believe that you don't have anything to do.
Yeah. There's always something to do.
Yeah, I hear when they say like they always some things to do, like what?
But sometimes no, it's not.
Yeah, maybe they wanted us to research something or get deep into something. Like
we have like proactive ideas.
Okay, we need to be proactive and career path. Do you still want to be a graphic designer or art director in 5 years ahead? Or?
Probably still the same work, yes. Maybe not the same field of work.
Mm.
I'm not sure if I want to be advertising the whole time, but I do want to do art direction and graphic design.
I'm the opposite. I like writing, but I don't want to write for hospital or, you know.
Yeah. What's your ideal day?
Mm.
Like your average day, but also the ideal average day, basically. Get up in the morning, rock up to work.
I think they wanted to see, are you productive if you're not doing something, and what is productive in your opinion, you know? I said to them, like, yeah, I started my own podcast. So I write, even I'm not doing anything, but I write script for myself, you know, kind of thing. For designer?
Yeah, you do drawings or...
Ah, yeah, true. Whatever. Sketching something.
No, but even, like, doing comics or animation or any project, basically. Yeah. So I kind of struggled with this question, like, what's your ideal average day? Because I don't feel like I want to have the same day over and over again. That's the point. So I talked, but I was a little bit contradicting myself all the time. I was like, so I would arrive to work pretty early if possible, blah, blah, blah. And then I would work like this, and then I'd be like, but not all the time, because then that would be boring. Sometimes I would like to work like that. And then I was like, oh my god, this is getting so confusing for them. Like, it looks like I don't know what I want to do on a day-to-day basis. But actually, it's just that I don't want to have the same day repeating itself over and over again. Just like one day I'd like to do maybe more designing, one day I'd like to do more concepting, one day I'd like to work with a lot of people, one day I'd like to work on my own. Yeah.
That's why I think it's nice that they have 7 days of remote working, you know. Sometimes people just want to stay home and I'm still working though, but I'm not meeting you guys.
Yeah, that's nice. Advice I used to do, I mean, sometimes on Friday they would do home office at Snapchat team.
And I just realized that I never work in a German environment a lot. Because when I was in Hamburg, I always get in contact with CD or whoever, like, quite top.
Mm.
So either ECD or CD or whatever, and they are not German, they're British. So
yeah.
I never really have an experience.
Yeah. Yes, I mean, in Tokyo, in the end, we didn't really work with Japanese people, apart from Kensui.
Kensui? What's his favorite one?
Oh, yeah, what is that?
You know.
Kensui.
Kensui.
And then there was Yoko as well, but we didn't really work with them so much.
Yoko.
And they're copywriting, but I don't even know his name.
Which one?
Copywriting guy, like...
Is it not Yoko? Yoko also copywriter, right?
Yeah, but there was also a dude... A Japanese guy. I think he was new. He came while we were here.
Mm. I'm still talking with the guy in front of us, Wataru. Yeah.
Nice.
I saw they're shooting with the guy that I like from Terra's house. And then, oh, I love that guy. every girl said that, like, yeah, of course.
Of course, what do you think? Yeah. Do you still talk with Lemmy and Rico?
We talked like, I think 2 weeks ago, or I forgot.
Nice.
Did you go to Ghibli Museum?
Mm-hmm. Okay. No, because it was with them. No, because I was in Kyoto.
Ah, yeah, true.
This is your bed, by the way.
I know.
I love the smells of nori.
Me too. I bought some nori sheets when I went to the Asian supermarket that is in Schoenberg, close to our school. Mm.
Go Asia.
Yeah, they're like toasted with garlic.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like to be had as a snack like this, so you can't really cook with it because it's already seasoned and everything. So sometimes I just snack on some nori sheets. It's a bit weird. I prefer it when it's like incorporated to a dish.
Was it the raw one or just like...
Yeah, just sheets. Crunchy sheets. What kind of photo shoots is he going to do?
I don't know, just indoor with the light and something. That's why I said, like, do you need sunlight? Otherwise, I go a bit evening time. I mean, like, at 5. And today also not so sunny.
Yeah.
I'm tired of telling people that I'm not staying in Berlin anymore. So just for some people that close or I know. And I forgot to tell him. At the end, I told, like, hey, I'm not in Berlin anymore. And then when I'm here, okay, I just, like...
Yeah. Maybe we can ask Henry if she wants to join tonight.
Henry?
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
She's still here. I don't know if she likes ramen.
I mean,
but I'll just let her know. Maybe we can just have a drink or something after.
How is she?
Yeah, she's doing good. She's writing the thesis for Steinbeis.
Mm-hmm.
Getting bored of Berlin, apparently.
Mm-hmm. Where is she going
to
go?
Well, I think her plan was to basically either continue her studies or find a job and then develop her photography on the side.
So jealous of that kind of person that you still have a lot of time and she can really decide anything, you know? Like, I don't think I'm going to choose for a job if I'm in her age.
Yeah, same. She's
either
she's
continue only... study so you get more or do photograph. I mean, if you like photography, just go to the photography school. So you study / you gain your...
Student life is so good.
Mm-hmm.
You should enjoy it while it lasts.
And I think also the time, it's different when you... Even though right, it's also school, right?
Yeah.
But it feels different, you know? Like, I think the maximum of a likely study time is just until master and then through.
Well, I did kind of more than that because I studied for like 7 years in the end. About it. Which is why I'm happy to be like working alone now, because I was feeling bad for my parents always being like, because obviously the freelance stuff was not enough, so I was always like, hey, do you have money? I was like, okay, it's been like 7 years that I've been out of my parents' house, now I need to be able to be totally independent. So when I saw my Emmy at school, I was like, it's only 2 years, it's perfect.
They don't have my Emmy at school in Asia, right?
Did they have Mumbai or something? No.
But in the east part, Beijing, of course.
No, I think Mumbai is really the only one that they have in Asia. Which is not even really Asia.
Yeah, that's
right. Yeah, it's kind of lacking maybe at schools in East Asia.
Yeah. Should open one.
Hey, guys, you should open one. Why do you care? You're not here. Like the one in Sydney, they barely had a school.
They do have?
They have one, but most classes happen in agencies because they don't have so much space in their school, apparently.
In school, Sydney?
You don't eat the crunchy?
No. What is this, yeah?
No idea.
It's funny taste.
Do
you enjoy living with your family?
Long term, I don't think I could anymore.
Yeah.
Because... I don't know, I would miss having my own agency on my life. But I like to go back sometimes for a few days.
A few days, yeah.
Yeah, or even a week or something, just to... feels like I'm resourcing myself a little bit. Or even for, like, Christmas.
Yeah.
We stayed for two weeks. But it wasn't really like I was going back home to my family. It was more like we're all on holidays, so we're all in celebration mode.
That's why I'm thinking, like, I'm staying with my sister since, let's say, December.
Mm-hmm.
And now I'm feeling, like, kind of too much. And I don't know, maybe because I don't have friends there. So it's added up more, the loneliness and everything. decided, oh, I want to stay in Berlin to live here and not going back anymore to France. For them, it's okay, you know. But Indonesian, it's just disturbing when people say like, oh, you finish your study and then you stay there? Yaha.
Yeah. But why? What are you doing here?
What's your business? I mean, even if I'm working. Oh, so you work there? You're not gonna back to your hometown?
Yeah, it's just different, a different generation. Like now it's just, you can choose.
They think that all the knowledge or the experience I got, I don't want to share with them, you know, like how.
Yeah, like, but yeah, they have to understand that it's not because you're denying this.
Yeah.
It's like you have several places that that your heart belongs in, basically.
I mean, it's not got any difference when I so forth to go there after graduation, you know, like...
Yeah. When you so forth go back there.
So forth.
That's so cute. So did he ask you about your German?
Yeah. Oh, I think they kind of worried because, yeah, you know, here, we all speak English, but sometimes there's a gap. To be honest, for me, why people ask me? I feel like I'm in Spain and they speak other language. Yeah, it's okay because I like to work here, you know? Otherwise, why I apply and then why I want to stay in Spain or why I want to stay in Berlin, whatever. Oh, it's okay. I said like, yeah, I have basic German, blah, blah, so I can understand. Mm-hmm. And if I want to communicate well with you guys, I just need to take a course to make my German better.
Yeah.
Also, so because most of the time that people come and go, and the reason is because they're foreigner and then they come and then they feel like a bit depressed. Yeah. And
but if you take some classes on the side and stuff, then you'll be fluent very quick.
I mean, isn't it? Because in my MA school we don't use German, that's why 1 year here we don't feel excluded or what? I mean, I never feel excluded.
No, me neither, for sure. But that's definitely because, yeah, at the school everyone speaks English, first of all. And I mean, I have rare friends that are German and they all speak perfect English, so it doesn't make sense for them to speak German. So the only times where maybe I felt like I was... not fitting or whatever is when I was asking someone in a shop or whatever and I couldn't get them to understand what I wanted. Or but even then the person were always speaking decent English, so no, I never felt like this. But I guess it's different when you're then in a job.
Okay.
It's like you're in sort of a little family, and if everyone speaks their own language naturally.
Nah, if that's the situation, what do? You won't just stop and then resign, as like the people who say it? Like, yeah, people just come and go, just come, and then they feel uncomfortable, and then they resign. Or you come and then, oh, I don't feel comfortable. Okay, let's take a German course, and then let's see if they get nicer. So means that because of the language, and then you should just learn it, or I don't know.
But I feel like since you already have a good basic of German, so you're not going to have any problems. That you just need to practice, and then in no time, maybe the first few months will be a bit like, oh, I wish I could participate. I feel a bit excluded or whatever. But then I feel like super quickly you manage to have conversations with people and to really feel like you're part of the family. And I feel like people who resigned, it must have been people who had no knowledge of German,
basic.
Like me, for example. If it was me, I would be like, okay, I'm teaching myself and I can take classes, but it's not going to happen right away. Like, it's going to take a long time for me to be able to like have a friendly conversation with people, like understand humor and everything.
And then also plus you were in their country, right?
Like, yeah, totally.
I mean, yeah, we should.
So yeah, I think I would just like teach myself until I make it.
Yeah.
And just suck it up the first few, I don't know what, the first 6 months or something.
Yeah.
Whatever.
People in Japan, for example, because they're nice, so they want to talk to
you. Yeah.
They don't
really
care if they...
putting in the effort.
Yeah. They don't care if the English is sucks or whatever.
Yeah.
But yeah, German also the same.
And I don't know if German is the same as French on this regard, but I feel like in French, the language that you speak is so much different than the language that you learn at school or that you read in books. It's full of slang, full of
pronunciation.
Pronunciations that are weird and stuff that
not
are
not only
like,
slang, but the grammatic is fucked up, you know? Like, you have the subject, predicate, object, and then you just screw everything. We don't need any more when we talk. And then how come with the foreigner to learn
this
about
this? This foreigner must be horrible. Even if you show up and you're like, oh yeah, I've been taking a few years of French school and I remember it. And you show up and everyone is like, it doesn't look anything like this because words are different. we have this thing where we, it's called verlan, and like we shift the first and the last syllable of a word.
Oh.
We have expressions, we have stuff that relates to the news as well, like memes, but language memes.
Language memes!
But you know what I mean? Like, sort of...
like the new languages come up every time.
Exactly, like sort of humor that relies on the wording and how you pronounce stuff and what kind of words you use, which is never stuff that you're going to read in a book at all, so...
It's really hard. Yeah, it's always come up the new term of language. I don't know, like, I'm here for 2 years. Every time I read my friends' Instagram stories or Twitter or whatever, I always found out, like, one or two words that I don't know, right? And then how can I search it? And then I Googled it. Oh, no, not this one. And then I ask people. Sometimes there's not everybody understand as well. Like, I should ask the one that's really hip or, like, knows everything. Or
for English, you have, like, the Urban Dictionary.
Yeah, Urban Dictionary. I love Urban
Dictionary. Whenever this happens.
I even subscribe to Urban Dictionary, so every day I have
it
one. I have one new urban word.
I've been more and more going to Urban Dictionary to search a slang word that I didn't know. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure if it means that I'm getting old and I understand less and less the tweets and stuff.
Yeah,
or
true.
If it's just because...
I think it's the same. Become old also, and everything's just adding up more and
more. Yeah, there's more adding up, for sure. But even then, I feel like I understand, like, you know, all the English acronyms and stuff.
Not everything.
Okay, the most famous one is LOL, but there's also, like, I don't know, LMAO or etc. etc. There are so many.
So many.
And I feel like I understand them better than the French ones sometimes.
Ah.
Also, when I see people tweet in French and they use all this slang. Obviously, it's always
have their own... Oh, yeah, of course, yeah. Mm.
So it's always, like, I don't know, teens, you know, 14-year-olds and stuff. Mm. And I really, when I was at this age and we were using so much slang, I was like, I don't understand why adults don't understand. It's so... I mean...
Oh, my God, we're adults. Yeah, of course.
It's so logical and, like, natural or whatever. Like, have they never heard people talk? But now that I read stuff and I'm really fighting against it, I'm always like, no, I know that. I know what they mean. And then I see one word and I'm like, fuck, I don't know what that means. And then I see one tweet and progressively I just don't understand any of it. It's like, oh, my God, you guys... I'm still, like, young enough and digital native enough to understand what it is
that's
like
also,
with
but,
context, but...
But that's also make a pressure for us, you know? Like, we feel that we should know.
Yeah, exactly.
I mean, we shouldn't. In term of working, of course, maybe for writer or for art director also.
Yeah.
We shouldn't really push ourselves to know all the trend and stuff, but... Just because we are in the creative field, so I think we should.
And you know, one of the most ridiculous things is when an ad tries to replicate the young slang, like the slang from young people and stuff, and it feels really embarrassing because it's like so forced. I imagine this dad, like super old white dad with like a nice little shirt tucked into his like fleece pants.
And then
I imagine him like coming into the room and be like, we have to talk to the young people, so we have to I know how they talk, so I know I have a son that is 13 years old, so I know exactly the slang that he's using. And then be like, I know they do this, the dab. I know they say blah blah blah, and I so imagine like this embarrassing dad who would show up at like when his son is like with some friends at home or whatever, chilling, he would come into the room and be like, what up people, what up peeps, and they would be like, dad, oh my god, peeps is so 2009. So yeah, I always try to stay away from this kind of advertising where we're like, we have to talk to young people, so we have to use LOLs and emojis and stuff, because it's always a bit cringy.
Yeah. And apparently also that's our job. Oh, so the one that makes this ad so cringe or so lame is us. Because we're not knowing of that anymore, and then we try to force to make it like that.
Nori.
What if I said, yeah, you're old girl?
I mean, it doesn't matter. Because, I don't know, in Asia or just Indonesia, like, we have a certain number to getting married and everything. Like, you have a limit, I know. And then, yeah, let's say 70% of the woman married at 25.
Yeah, 20,
24 or 25, I don't know.
That's very young, yeah.
That's very young, but somehow, yeah, if we see from the healthy record, like, yeah, and then you gotta have a child in this age. Makes sense, but okay, can you just stop and not forcing people to, oh, so yeah, you're 29,
absolutely.
And then blah, blah, blah.
It's like, for some if people, want, it makes sense, but if it's not your thing, it's not your thing.
I mean, I understand and I agree that that is makes sense. Oh, okay, yeah, that's true. If I get married at 30 or 29, so my child in the college and then I'll be like older, yeah, of course. And then it depends also of the person, you know, like if they're happy to do that, if they're okay. Sometimes also it's pressure, it's not from yourself, but I don't know.
From the others. Is it still something that people struggle with? Mm-hmm. Like, they're always like, oh, so when are you going to have a child?
Yeah.
You know,
after like, married, and then again the question, like, when are you going to have a child?
Yeah.
Like,
there's even some people who go like, but you don't want to have a child at all your whole life? That's selfish. And you go like, how on earth is that selfish? Because I don't repopulate the earth, but the earth is already overpopulated, dude.
It doesn't need my child to survive the human race, you know?
So, yeah.
And then, but the basic point is, okay, it's not your own business.
Like, yeah, it's not your business.
I want to have a child sometime or not at all.
Yeah. A lot of people go like, you'll see. You'll change your mind.
Oh my God!
The biological clock will tick at some point. It's like, no, I know what I want, but... And you can actually change your mind, like, you can absolutely change your mind. Maybe, I don't know, maybe in a few years, all I want to do is have a family and make a child. But that's my right to change my mind, and it doesn't mean that you have to belittle my decisions.
Disturbing to hear someone that's like, you just change your mind. And
you just don't know.
What the fuck?
Yeah, it's like so patronizing in a way, right?
like, I know what you're gonna do, like 5 years ahead.
Yeah, it's like, oh, women want children eventually. You'll see.
Really?
It's annoying because it makes you want to actually go through with not having kids just to show to shut these people's mouths.
Yes. Oh my God.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people like that.
Look at this bird. It's so cute.
Look at this butterfly.
Is this a pigeon? Oh, did you remember Giovanni?
What?
When he was like, he would talk about something like, oh, by the way, the other day, and then he would look at his phone and be like, oh, look at this butterfly, by the way, it seems like a leaf. It would just be like this rollercoaster.
So distracting.
Changing.
Yeah.
Changing conversations, like being distracted by everything.
Oh my God, that guy.
Yeah. He was really funny.
It's just being lovely, you know, like surround Giovanni. Like, always happy and then always like, seems he doesn't have any kind of problem.
Yeah, I mean, I think he does, but...
He always treated funny or treated
exactly. Like, he always finds the humor in it.
Yeah.
Remember when he said one day, what if I wake up and all of a sudden I'm not funny anymore?
I forgot.
I was like, what do you mean? Like, you're in a bad mood or something? You don't feel like it? I was like, no, I just can't make people laugh. I mean, it's like my thing, so if I lose this, I don't have anything else. But you
oh
see,
my God,
even
I'm
this,
crying.
Even this,
yeah, even
which
the
is
serious thought, also funny,
which is fundamentally like existentialist crisis thing, is like still funny as hell.
Oh my God, so happy to have him in our last Twitter way.
Yeah.
Like, oh my God, it's so perfect.
That was great. We had a lot, many loves.
Can't wait to have summer.
Yeah, that's gonna be nice.
The next struggle is to find a home.
Yeah, but that's house. Easy. We've done this before.
Really?
To find a house, yeah.
Yeah, but I only do it once. In a lifetime. I don't know. And then it wasn't really struggle because it's a friend of a friend, so...
Oh, okay.
So now I should see the real struggle.
You can... I mean, I think the easiest way is when you arrive, you just get a sublet for a month or 2 months or whatever, and then when you're here, you can actually search for something long-term. Because when you're far away, it's a bit... Like, you can only meet the people and stuff, so...
Is it the same in all the European countries?
Yeah, pretty much. Yeah, it's pretty much the same. Like, it goes super quickly because there's so much demand. So when someone posts something, it's like everyone replies. And you have all the Facebook groups and stuff that are very helpful. I've actually never used Vegigezoogt. I only found myself on Facebook.
And also, I was always worried if they're scam or not. Like, it's a big, huge website, you know? Like, there's one story that a friend of mine, she paid already before she moved.
This is kind of like a rule of thumb. Never pay in advance. Yeah, I had a lot of scams when I was in Paris.
Maybe I always have a friend in the place that I want to move. So, for example, like when I'm here, I'm still in Indonesia, and then like, can you please visit for me, blah, blah. And when I was in Barcelona also, can you please visit for me?
Yeah.
So at least I know there's a person, meet a person before I pay.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I cannot always rely on someone, right? There's a time when you don't have any friends and you need to feel secure.
Yeah, that's tricky. That's why I always go for the, like... 1 month Airbnb or whatever,
okay,
so that I can be there. But yeah, I did this as well. Like, I think in Paris and in Grenoble, both times I was finding for a job, my mom had some friends there.
Yeah.
So from Marseille, we would be like, oh, can you please go and visit.
Parents with their friends everywhere. Oh, I have friends there.